the mind starts telling its stories the most during chanting. Yes, so what to do at that time? Yeah, the main reason is the mind is like a child. And the children need entertainment. Now they can't just sit peacefully. You know, if something serious is going on, the child soon gets bored. Now I want to do something exciting. So chanting is a serious activity. So the mind gets bored with it. And the mind starts thinking, hey, come on, what about this? What about that? What about that? The mind starts exploring this, exploring that. And when that happens, yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam asthiram tastato niyamyetad atmanyeva shamyet. In 6.26 in the Bhagavad Gita says, wherever, whenever the mind wanders, bring it back under the control of the self. What this means is Krishna is not setting an unrealistic standard for us. Krishna is not saying you should not let your mind wander. Krishna is saying your mind will wander. And if you consider this context of the Bhagavad Gita 6.26, this is the context of yogis who have gone out to the forest. 6.11 in the Bhagavad Gita is talking about Shucha Udeshe Patishthapya Sthiramasana Mahatmana. Those who go into jungle and sit in yogic meditation, even for them the mind will wander. So Krishna is not giving us an unrealistic standard that don't let your mind wander. Krishna says if the mind wanders, bring the mind back. So the best way to practically deal with the mind is like treating it like a child. No, the child, the mother will tell the child to study. The mother knows, if I tell the child to study and go away for 3 hours, and if I come back, the child will not be studying. So, away after 10 minutes, the child will turn on a phone and read something, turn on the TV, or do this, do that. The mind knows, the mother knows it. I have to periodically keep coming back and watching the child. And the child goes off, now the mother, just get the child back. Get the child back. So like that, the mind will wander. We have to just get it back. So when you find out, that's why periodically, even when you're chanting, you know that 2 hours can become like an uninterrupted horror movie. So that's why even within the 2 hours, having some kind of break to reorient ourselves. You know, it might be that after one round, I may have some picture of the deities in front of me and I recite some words to pray to them. Or I just recite some words from the Shikshashtakam. Or if I heard some important, some nice quote about chanting, quote about controlling, I just remind myself of it. So basically, periodically, creating a break which forces us to become conscious. Ideally is that the 16 rounds we are completely absorbed in Krishna. But unfortunately, quite often the mind 16 rounds we are completely absorbed in Maya. Sometimes it happens, yes, the beads are moving, and then we realize, oh, I didn't know, what was I doing 16 rounds? Sometimes, it is best to be completely absorbed in Krishna. But if you can't be completely absorbed in Krishna, it is better to have periodic breaks which force us to become aware of what we are doing. And, oh, I'm doing this, I should not be doing this, let me come back. So that way we can interrupt the story that the mind is telling us. That's one thing practically with respect to this. Second thing is that the mind is restless, but it is usually not unpredictably restless. That means that the ways the mind distracts us are usually predictable. Now we have certain attachments. Maybe it may be money, it may be our family, it may be our job, whatever. And that's specific. The mind has some predictable things which it worries about. Each day might have one or two new things it may worry about. But overall, it's predictable. So then we can intellectually plan. Okay, you know, this is, you know, I have this problem in my job. What will happen about this? What will happen about that? If that is a worry which regularly comes to us, then we can write down. You know, okay, this goes wrong, I'll do this. If this goes wrong, I'll do this. If it goes wrong, I'll do this. And then write it down and keep it. So man, we don't have to consciously read it, but if the mind starts just worrying too much at that time, just stop the chanting, go through it, read it at that time. You don't have to make it a habit. But what happens is the mind is wandering, at that time it doesn't let the intelligence work. So if the intelligence has done the work before, and we keep that ready, then, oh yeah, I don't have to worry about this. So that way, if we have some standard worries, we can, not necessarily during chanting, but maybe during the course of the day, or maybe the previous night before sleeping, just read this, you know, okay, this is what I have, these are the things which I have done to deal with this issue. These are the things which I have done to deal with this issue. Now, let me focus on Krishna. And ultimately, we need to put our faith in Krishna. There's a Hindi Vaishnava poet who said, that he's speaking on behalf of Krishna. Krishna says, Tumhara man mere naam mein, to main tumhare kaam mein. If you chant my names, I'll give the intelligence by which you can work well, whatever work is. Tumhara man tumhare kaam mein, to main mere dham mein.
If you are thinking about your work while chanting, then okay, you don't need me, I'll be in my mode.
So, if you understand that actually, you know, there are, in this situation, there are things which are in my control, there are things which are not in my control. And I'm worrying about this may go wrong, that may go wrong, that may go wrong. But if I understand that what is not in my control is in Krishna's control. And it is that Krishna to whom I am praying right now. Then that will help us, okay. Whatever comes, Krishna will help me to deal with it. Right now, let me connect with Krishna. Does it answer your question?
Hare Krishna.